There are two new developments related to Hillary Clinton's emails while she was Secretary of State. The first has to do with a judge ordering a review of an additional 15,000 emails for potential release. The other development involves a release of emails from an organization that has focused on Clinton for years. NPR's Tamara Keith is in the studio to talk to us about these things. Hello, Tam.
Hi.
Let's start with the first thing I mentioned. The State Department has already released 30,000 work-related emails from Clinton's time as secretary. Now a federal judge says an additional 15,000 emails also have to be released. What are these additional messages about?
So you might remember when FBI Director James Comey came out in July and said that Clinton was extremely careless in setting up a private server for official business. At that time, he also said investigators found thousands of emails that had been lost or deleted. These are those emails. Comey at the time said there was no reason to believe that these emails were maliciously deleted. The conservative activist group Judicial Watch sued to get those messages released through the Freedom of Information Act, and now a federal judge has ruled that they should be released. Reviewing the emails is going to take the State Department a while, and the soonest they are likely to begin to be released is October. Hillary Clinton was asked about this latest development last night by Jimmy Kimmel.
Are you concerned about that?
No.
I mean, I would be terrified if my emails were released.
But I mean, Jimmy, my emails are so boring.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm embarrassed about that. They're so boring. And so we've already released, 30,000 plus. So what's a few more?
She says a few more. It's actually like 50% more.
Now, Tam, the other email story comes in a release from Judicial Watch, and it involves the Clinton Foundation. What's the story there?
Judicial Watch has been filing Freedom of Information Act requests looking for something nefarious in the records from Clinton's time at the State Department. And this is their latest release. It includes a bunch of email chains, mostly involving a former top aide to Bill Clinton at the Clinton Foundation, Doug Band, emailing a top aide to Hillary Clinton at the State Department, that's Huma Abedin, who is still a close aide, asking for either access or a favor, depending on the message. In one case, Band was trying to get time for the Crown Prince of Bahrain to meet with Clinton. Abedin's response there was that the meeting was already in process through official channels. The Crown Prince is also a donor to the foundation. Mm-hmm. That meeting happened. Another message had a big foundation owner asking for help with a visa for a soccer star with legal troubles. That help was not provided. But there are basically a number of cases of major donors to the foundation seeking meetings with Clinton, though it's not clear they got anything from these meetings aside from the meeting itself.
So how would you describe the political fallout from all this?
You know, up until this point, most of the focus has been on Clinton's handling of sensitive information on her email server. These new emails are putting more focus on the Clinton Foundation and questions about transparency and how she operated as Secretary of State. And that gives an opening to Donald Trump, who said the following last night in Akron, Ohio.
The amounts involved, the favors done, and the significant number of times it was done require an expedited investigation by a special prosecutor immediately.
Now, for the campaign's part, Clinton campaign spokesman Josh Schwerin says Judicial Watch has been mischaracterizing the documents and, quote, the fact remains that Hillary Clinton never took action as Secretary of State because of donations to the Clinton Foundation.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith covering the Clinton campaign. Tam, thanks.
You're welcome.